In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday, which is the fourth Sunday of the Great Fast, is regarding the meeting between the Lord Christ and the Samaritan woman. And in this meeting, we find that this woman, which is apparently a not very well-educated person, or a person who has a special honor, she came to know some of the knowledge which are crucial for all of us to know as well. The first thing that this woman knew after she met the Lord Christ is that this is the gift of God that is given to us. The Lord said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him. So this woman, at the end of the meeting, she came to know that this is himself is the gift of God. Then the question comes to all of us. Do we realize that the Lord Christ is the gift of God? That we have something in him which is given to us? When we know this, that this he is the gift of God, then we will find it's much easier for us to accept him, to dedicate our life to him, to know that when I stand in prayer, I will be given this gift. When I will submit a request, it will be granted to me because I was given this request. I was given this gift. How many of us feel like we have this gift given to all of us individually? One by one, we come to know that the Lord Christ is himself the gift which is given to us. He is the gift given to us also here on the altar, by which when we come to the church to partake of the mysteries, then our sins to be cleansed, we will acquire eternal life. He will raise us up in the last day. It's a great gift. Nothing is similar to this. We need to think and meditate on this gift and receive it with joy, so we can enjoy our life with him. The second knowledge that this woman came to acquire is that she was able to know the time of her visitation. It's very important that whenever we are visited by the Lord, that we recognize that this is the time for me to make a change in my life. I will go after him and offering repentance. How many times we were visited by the Lord? He talked to us personally. We feel like he was with me today in the church and I heard from him. And how many times we reacted and responded to this visitation? This woman, she capitalized on this opportunity. I was given a chance that to be visited by the Messiah. And she made use of this opportunity. She knew the time of her visitation. Compare those people to the people of Israel. When the Lord said, they will not leave, talking about Jerusalem, they will not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not know the time of your visitation. The Lord came to Jerusalem as a redeemer, as a humble king, and they did not know that he was among them. They did not make use of the time of their visitation. What was the end result? Destruction and desolation. Make sure that whenever you feel it's the time of your visitation, that you react favorably to this visitation. The third thing that this woman came to know is the shame of her sins. When the Lord asked her, go and invite your husband, then what did she say to him? I don't have a husband. She felt embarrassed to say that I am living in a sin. And this is something is very important for all of us as sinners, to feel the shame and the burden of the sin in order for us to become able to get rid of this sin. Those people who never feel the shame of sin, they live their life carelessly. They do whatever kind of sins and transgressions, and they do not even blush or feeling like I'm doing something wrong. How those people might come to change their behavior and attitude? look here, the Lord speaking about those people who even did not feel the shame of sin, talking on the mouth of Jeremiah. He said, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. The Lord feared, like, when then you are going to change, if you do not feel like what you are doing is something which is hated by God. This woman, she felt the shame of sin, and this was one of the things that made her, like, able to make a change in her life. I don't want to live with this shame to the rest of my life. This woman also came to know the truth. She started a discussion with the Lord about where we should be worshiping, how we should be worshiping. And this was something, she had some information which was not clear enough and was not right. But when the Lord corrected to her belief, and she came to know what exactly should be done, where they should be, how they should be worshiping, how we should worship God in truth, then the truth set her free. As the Lord said in the Gospel of St. John, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It is very important for all of us to seek after the truth. Sometimes we deal with the matters of faith or the belief as something which is luxury. To know about what our church believes at, to be like keen to communicate with our children, it's not a big deal. Everybody loves God and everybody loves Christ. By this way, we will never know the truth. And if we will never know the truth, we will never be able to be free. This woman also came to know that this man who was talking with her was Christ. And she communicated this even to her people. It is very important that we recognize the work of God in our life. The Lord was blaming the Israelites on the mouth of Ezekiel. He said, because Ezekiel used to preach to the people, and the people used to listen to him as a singer or somebody is making a good speech. The Lord said to him, as for them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are a rebellious house, yet they will know that a prophet has been among them. How many times in our life God makes something miraculous in our life? How many times we acknowledge that this was Christ? The one who did this to me is the Lord the Christ, nobody else. How many times we refer good things that to happen to us to good friends or to good luck or maybe favorable circumstances? And how many times we are able to see that this is God? The one who did this to me is the Lord the Christ. I can see his work in my life. I acknowledge what he has done. I am thankful to him. Unless we will be able to come to this spiritual eye that can see the Lord, how he is moving in our life, how he is trying to make himself known to us, we will never be able to initiate a relationship with him. This woman also came to know that time is very short. Look at this. The woman moved from her city to go to the well of Jacob to bring water. When she met with the Lord and she acquired all of this knowledge, we read that she left her water pot and she went immediately to her people to preach to them. She even didn't care to bring the water that she came first place to have. She just ignored everything. I have something now I have to do. Time is very short that we ignore God, or we try to set our priorities, putting God maybe number 4 or number 5. If you don't believe that time is short, look to the people who move, travel, and depart from the world around you. There is no rules. It does not say that only the old people who leave this world, anybody might come to an end to his life at any time. Time is short. Don't waste it in being so much busy with whatever you are doing, ignoring that you are allowed a certain time to come to know God. The last thing that this woman also came to know when she met the Lord Christ is the needs of her people. She felt like, my people, the people who live beside me, they have also needs to know Christ. It's my duty and responsibility to go to them and tell them about this man that I feel that he is the Messiah. This desire to know how our people, what are their needs, is something recommended by King Solomon in his Proverbs. Said to us, be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds. Do we know the needs of our children, our own people? Do as a wife, you know the need of your husband, what exactly he is in need and he is expecting from you? Do as husbands, do we know exactly what our children and our wives are expecting from us in order to be joyful and happy? Do we really care to know? If we care to know, then we will try to do our best to meet this need. This woman, after she met the Lord, she felt the need immediately in her people. They are lost. They need to know him as well as I did. And she communicated her experience to him. We also ought to do the same. We should put our heart to know what is the needs of the people that I'm entrusted to serve. In my community, in my neighborhood, in my house, and whenever I feel the need that I can meet this need, then my responsibility would say that I have to go and preach to them and tell them about what I knew. All of these kinds of knowledge are crucial for us if we are really are eager to know the Lord Christ. We need to know him as the gift of God. We need to know the time of our visitation. We need to know the shame of sin. We need to know the truth in worship. We need to know that this is the Lord Christ who is meeting with us. We need to know that time is short, and also we need to know the needs of our people. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.